the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Monday, May 3rd goes to a radio DJ in St. Louis, a radio personality. His name is Mason Streeter. Good morning, Mason. I don't know you, sir, but I felt like this Donkey of the Day was so appropriate, especially since today, okay, our latest Breakfast Club affiliate is a radio station in Charleston, South Carolina named Z93 Jams. Drop on the clues bombs for Z93 Jams. That station is very special to me because it's the heritage station that I grew up on. And as far as my radio career, it's the station that I grew at, okay? Z93 Jams is where I started as an intern. I worked in the promotions department, and I was a part-time radio personality there. Why am I telling you this story? Because it's the first radio station I worked at, okay? I worked at six other ones since then, okay? Yes, I've worked at seven different radio stations in my almost 23-year radio career, okay? From South Carolina to New York to Philly, back to New York, and now nationally syndicated all over the country. Look at God, okay? Thank you, God. Now, being that I've worked at seven different radio stations, being that I've been fired four times from some of these stations, I don't even bother to have an office, okay? Right now, to this day, because if they need me to roll out, I'm gonna just roll out. That's how fickle this business can be. It's no stability in radio until you get to a certain position, and then even then, it's like, eh. Okay, maybe it's my PTSD from being fired four times, but I've been in this business long enough to know that the game is indeed a revolving door. It's just a cycle of leaving and returning now. I have no idea how old Mason Streeter is. I have no idea how long he's been in radio. But man, oh man, did he make a rookie mistake in regards to making a commitment to the radio station, okay? See, Mason Streeter is half of the morning show Mason and Remy, and he decided to get the radio station's logo tattooed on his arm. To all my aspiring radio personalities out there, trust me when I tell you, these radio stations ain't loyal. Okay, Lord have mercy, all right? Don't ever think in this business of radio that folks are your friends to the extent that you should get a tattoo of said radio station on your arm. It is all kind of ways to show you are riding for the station you are currently work at. How about wear a t-shirt with the station's logo on it? How about wear a hat with the station's logo on it? Put a bumper sticker of the station's logo on your car. Wear a damn jacket with the station's logo. But a tattoo? Why did he get the tat on his arm? Well, let's hear it from Mason himself. Let's go to 92.3 WIL.
So we played Mason versus Remy on the show. Remy and I compete. I lost in the month of April. And when you lose in our game, you reach into the bag of cringe. And whatever you pull out of that bag, you have to do in order to make good for your loss. I pulled out tattoo, and I got the 92.3 WIL logo permanently tattooed on my body.
Now, just because you pulled tattoo out of a bag, right, the cringe bag, as they call it, does it mean you had to get a permanent tattoo? Couldn't you get a temporary one?
I'm sure.
It's like, Mason, you're a grown-ass man. You had to know this wasn't a good idea. Some bets I'm just not participating in, okay? This is bigger than radio. I feel like there's someone out there in corporate America, just in the world right now, who needs to hear this, okay? That job you working at is not dying for you, okay? That relationship you in, that person is not dying for you, all right? That job you working at, you won't be able to pass along to your kids. That person you with right now, you're not going to marry, okay? I don't care how life-changing said job is right now. I promise you, in the future, you will move on. I don't care how good that raw pee-pee feel. In the future, I promise you, you will move on. Okay, I don't care if you worked at that job for 20 years. Don't you dare get no tattoo of that station on your arm. I don't care how long you've been dating that person. If you're not married, don't even get that person's name tattooed on you. And even then, don't do it. Now, you don't have to listen to me. Okay, we can use Mason as an example. Because the reason he's getting Donkey here today is not just because he got the station logo tatted on his arm. But less than a week later, he was laid off from the same radio station.
Oh, no.
Listen, man, it hurts when people learn late what you learned early. There are no permanent friends or enemies when it comes to business. Therefore, it should be no permanent tattoos. Hmm. All right? This goes for jobs, relationships. The moral of the story is never make a permanent decision based off temporary feelings or temporary situations. Please give Mason Streeter the biggest hee-haw.
Damn it, man.
You want to play a game?
I do want to play a game.
Okay, let's play a game of Guess What Race It Is!
All right, what are my clues?
All right, Mason Streeter.
Mason.
He was part of a morning show called Mason and Remy in St. Louis.
Mason and Remy.
He got a tattoo of the station's logo on his arm, 92.3 WIL. Less than a week later, he was fired. DJ Envy, guess what race he is?
This is a tough one. This is a tough one, right? I'm trying to think of how many Masons that I know that are black or white, right?
Uh-huh.
I know a lot of Masons that are black, right? Especially Mace that used to play for the New York Knicks, right?
Boom. That was his last name, idiot.
Oh, that's Anthony Mason. I guess you're right, yeah. Damn it, man. So that kills everything I was just thinking about.
This guy here, man.
Man.
I don't know. Black people ain't tattooing stuff that they...
Excuse me? What you about to say?
I guess you so, because you got Wolverine on your arm.
What was you about to say about black people and tattoos?
Black people don't really, you're right. I was going to say, we don't really tattoo stuff that we don't... Yeah, but
are you out of your goddamn mind?
I'm thinking. I'm trying to put this together, damn it.
Wait till you go to your car show in Atlanta and look at all the stupid tattoos you see in Atlanta.
You're right. All right. You convinced me I'm black.
Damn.
I didn't want to say that, but you convinced me.
Let me ask DJ Dramos. DJ Dramos, yeah. Mason Schreeder. Part of a morning show called Mason and Remy. Got the tattoo of the station logo on his arm, 92.3 WIL. Mason Schreeder. Guess what race he was, Dramos?
Mason and Remy is the name of the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
Remy makes me think of Remy Ma, so maybe he's on like a urban radio station, as they call it.
Wow. It could be drink. Remy could be a drink, too.
Wow.
Yeah. I think he's white, though. I'm going to guess
what's
white.
The reason?
How you go white? You just said everything that was urban.
No, because this is just stupid things that white people do, thinking it's funny that they would put a tattoo thing in
a
the
whole
box.
Tattoo. Yeah,
like you ain't gonna do that up here. No, somebody's get shot over that. Let's be honest.
Why? Bro. Why would somebody get shot?
Bro, because that's extreme. You gotta come on now.
He has Wolverine tattooed in on his arm.
I was 18 years old.
Was that a part of a bet as well?
No, it wasn't.
Well, that seems sad.
Tattoos were illegal in South Carolina, and this guy named T. Willis used to do tattoos.
Bro, he wants to get a Wu-Tang logo on him right now at a 40-year-old man.
That means nothing. That means nothing. Okay. I would like to tell you that DJ Envy, you are wrong.
Yes!
DJ Dramos, you are absolutely correct!
Yeah. Yeah.
Mason Schreeder is indeed Caucasian, and I left out one of the big clues because it would have gave it away. He worked at a country music radio station.
You tricked me, man.
Okay.
You tricked me.
Schreeder worked at a country music radio station. Mm. So guess what race he is? He's Caucasian.
Oh, man.
All right?
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.